Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Gimel. We are holding on daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. We are at Rabbi Lezer Amar. So the majority of the daf relates to this machlokas between Rabba and Rabbi Lezer and how to understand the machlokas Tanaim. So let's go back to understand a little bit what we're talking about, to remind ourselves a little bit what we were talking about. The parak started with the shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah only quotes one shita, but the Gemara quickly adds in that there is another shita in Tanaim that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that a nida, that avodah zara is metame like a nida, that avodah zara is metame b'masa just like a nida is metame b'masa. The Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan say no, avodah zara is not compared to nida, avodah zara is compared to sheretz. Now nida and sheretz are very different than each other in terms of their halachos. In fact, there's another tuma that's somewhere in between on the spectrum of how much it's metame and how many different ways it can be metame, and that's tumas nevela. And it's strange, the Gemara points out, that no one compares it to nevela, that it's only either like sheretz or like nida. But exactly how to understand what Rabbi Akiva and the Chum are arguing about when Rabbi Akiva says that it's like a nida and the Chum say it's like a sheretz is a machlokas amoraim. So yesterday we saw the first way to understand that machlokas tanaim, which is Rabba's shita. Rabba's shita was that everyone agrees that bimasa it's metame. That everyone would agree that avodah zarah is metame bimasa, which a sheretz is not. A nida is, a sheretz is not. Everyone would agree that avodah zarah is metame bimasa. The whole machlokas is a sheretz also is avodah zarah also metame be'evin mesame. Be'evin mesame is something only a nida is metame, a sheretz is not metame. So that's the machlokas. Is it like a sheretz, like a nida? No one holds it totally like a sheretz. Everyone says metame b'masa, which a sheretz can't be. The question is avodah zara like a sheretz in that it's not metame be'evin mesame, or is it like a nida in that it's even metame be'evin mesame? That's the whole machlokas according to Rabba. The Gemara then quotes the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, and that's what we're up to. Rabbi Lazar Amar, about 8 lines before the end of the page. Rabbi Lazar Amar be'evin mesame dukul. No, everyone agrees that avodah zarah is not like nida in the sense that everyone agrees that it's not metame be'evin mesame. Ki pligi b'masa, the whole machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is avodah zarah metame b'masa. If one carries avodah zarah in a bag without touching it, does he become tame? Rabbi Akiva savar kenida. Rabbi Akiva will say, well, avodah zarah is like a nida. Ma nida metame b'masa. Avodah zarah metame b'masa, just like a nida is metame b'masa. Avodah zarah is also metame b'masa. And that's where the Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan savar kesheret, that avodah zarah is more like a sheret. Its tumah mimics the tumah of a sheret. Ma sheret lo metame b'masa. Af avodah zarah lo metame b'masa. Just like the tumah sheret does not transfer through tumas masa, so to avodah zarah is also not metame with masa. Rabbi Akiva lemayhilchse iskish l'sharetz. Now Rabbi Akiva has to admit that there is a pasuk that seems to indicate that avodah zarah is like a sheretz. Shaketz tishaktzenu does sound like a lashon of a sheretz. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk if you're going to say that it's metame b'maso just like a nida? So in what way is it like a sheretz? So l'misham sheha. No, because Rabbi Akiva will say the avodah zarah itself is not like a sheretz at all, but the misham sheh avodah zarah, those things that help the avodah zarah, that serve the avodah zarah, those things have the tumah of a sheretz. They have a lower level tumah midrabanan of a tumah of a sheretz. V'rabanan l'may hilchse iskish l'nida. Now if the rabanan are going to say that it's not metame b'masa, that avodah zarah is not metame b'masa, well then in what way is it like a nida? It's not metame b'evin mesame, it's not metame b'masa, so what way is it like a nida? So ma nida ein le'evarim, af avodah zarah ein le'evarim. They're going to learn that just like a nida is not metame le'evarim, meaning a nida is metame, but if you cut off a limb of a nida, it's not metame as a nida, so too avodah zarah, if you cut a piece of an avodah zarah, it's not metame as avodah zarah. It's only metame avodah zarah, and we're going to see some more detail about this issue, what this means le'evarim exactly in the context of avodah zarah. But pasha pshat, if you cut off a piece of an avodah zarah, that piece is not metame as avodah zarah. Rabbi Akiva lemay hilchsa iskish lenida lemasa lukshe lenevela. So we said, wait a second. Why does Rabbi Akiva think avodah zarah is like nida? I mean, he has this pasuk that avodah zarah is like nida. But what's the pasuk teaching me? That avodah zarah is like nida in the sense that just like nida is metame b'masa, so to avodah zarah is metame b'masa. But you know what else is metame b'masa? Nevela is metame b'masa, and nevela would be a better comparison, because nida is not only metame b'masa, is also metame b'evin mesame. So you want to tell me, Rabbi Akiva, according to the understanding of Rabbi Lazar, that avodah zarah is not metame b'evin mesame, is metame b'masa? You know, that's not exactly like nida. Nida is metame both b'evin mesame and b'masa. You know what it's exactly like? It's exactly like nevela. Nevela is not metame b'evin mesame and is metame b'masa. So why would the Torah link avodah zarah to nida? A much better link would have been to nevela. Says the Gemara, "Ein achinami, ela manida ein le'ivarin, af avodah zarah ein le'ivarin." So you have to say, no, the comparison to nida is teaching me a different halacha. It's not only about the tumas masa, because that we could have gotten from nevela also. The comparison to nida teaches me this din of ein le'ivarin, that when it's broken up into pieces, when you take off a piece of the avodah zarah, that it's not metame as an avodah zarah. Ella hadabai Rav Chama Bar Gurya avodah zarah yeshna le'ivarim o'ena le'ivarim tivshot le'imeha bein l'rabban and bein l'Rabbi Akiva. But wait a second, the way Rav Lazar just explained the machlokas, both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva think that the reason the pasuk relates avodah zarah to nida is to teach ena le'ivarim, is to teach that it's not metame piece by piece, limb by limb. That's the reason, according to both shitos in Tanaim, in Rav Lazar's understanding. If that's the case, now both Tanaim would agree that that's the halacha, that avodah zarah is not metame le'evarim. Well, then why is it that there was an Amora that raised this shaila and didn't answer it? Why is it that Rav Chama Bar Gurya asked the shaila whether avodah zarah is yeshna le'evarim or eina le'evarim? According to Rabbi Lazar's understanding of the machlok Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, it's a slam dunk. We know what the answer is. Bein the Rabbi Kiva, bein the Chachamim, it's eina le'evarim. That's the whole reason we compare avodah zarah to nida. So answers the Gemara, correct. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's a slam dunk. There's no issue. Rav Chama Bar Gurya kiraba masni ubayla libid Rabbi Kiva. Rav Chama Bar Gurya didn't learn our Mishnah the way Rabbi Lazar learned our Mishnah. He learned it the way Rabba learned our Mishnah, where according to Rabba, it wasn't so obvious. At least according to Rabba, within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, it wasn't so obvious. Because if you remember, Rabba is the one that held that Rabbi Akiva holds that avodah zarah is metame even be'evin mesame. So if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva learns that the comparison to nida has nothing to do with evarim. The comparison between avodah zarah and nida is 100% perfect without anything about evarim. It's to teach me that it's metame both b'masa and be'evin mesame. So that's the shaila. How far does that comparison go? According to Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, would we also say ein le'evarim? That was the whole shaila, only within Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Akiva. So again, just to remind ourselves over here, since we're going to be working within this machlokas, we have a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, where Rabbi Akiva thinks primarily avodah zarah is like nida, the Chachamim think primarily avodah zarah is like sheretz. Then we have Machlokas Amoraim, what they're really arguing about. Rabba thinks that everybody agrees that it's metame b'masa, avodah zarah is for sure metame b'masa. Their only Machlokas is it also metame b'evin mesame? Rabbi Lazar thinks that everyone agrees it's not metame b'evin mesame. The Machlokas is it metame b'masa, or is it not metame b'masa? That's the whole Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. So the Gemara now tries to bring a couple of rayas. Meisivei, about 8 lines in on Pegim Lamed Alf. Meisivei, avodah zarah kesheretz u'mishamsheh kesheretz. Avodah zarah is like a sheretz, and the mishamsheh avodah zarah are like a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva omer, avodah zarah kenida u'mishamsheh kesheretz. That avodah zarah is like a nida, and the mishamsheh avodah zarah have the tumah of a sheretz. So bishlam el Rabbi Lazar nicha, Kasha, El Rabba Kasha. So this fits very nicely with Reb Lazar, because Reb Lazar holds that everyone agrees that it's not Matai Mebim Masam, the whole machlok is about Masa. But according to Rabba, that there's a machlokas, if it's also Matame Evin Masame, that it's definitely Matame Masa, but it's the machlokas is whether it's also Matame Bevin Masame. So then this is going to be difficult because what do we say over here? That Rabbi Akiva says Avodah Zarah is Kenida and Mishamsheh Kesheretz and the Chum say that Avodah Zarah is Kesheretz, but according to Rabba, no one holds it's like a Sheretz. Even the Chachamim would agree it's Metame B'Masa. The whole question is it also Metame B'Evin Mesame? So according to this understanding, according to Rabba's understanding, how do you make sense of the Chachamim? So Amar Lecha Rabba, Mielima Mimasnisin, is this Kasha any stronger than a Kasha you could have asked of the Mishnah? The Ketani, the Mishnah says, Eitzav Va'avana Va'afarav Metamin Kesheretz, that the wood, the stones, and the dirt of an Avodah Zarah is Metame like a Sheretz. V'kimna, and we said, my Kesheretz, Delo Metame, Bevin Mesame. So we said, you know what Kesheretz means? It just means that it's not Metame, Bevin Mesame. But it doesn't mean that it's as low a level Tumah as a Sheretz. It means that it's still Metame B'Masa, more than a Sheretz. It's just that it's not Metame, Bevin Mesame. In that way, it's like a Sheretz. So Chinami, that's what it means over here as well. Delo Metame, Bevin Mesame. When we have the Chacham saying that Avodah Zarah is Kesheretz, we don't literally mean Kesheretz. We mean that it's not Metame, Bevin Mesame, just like a Sheretz is not Metame. So Rabba says, I'm not bothered by that kasha. So Meisvei, the Gemara says, okay, we'll try another one. Nachri v'nachris, you have a non-Jew and a non-Jewess, Avodah Zarah u'mishamsheha, and Avodah Zarah and the mishamsheh Avodah Zarah, so hein v'lo ha-seitan. The halacha is they, but not their hesed. So we're assuming that hesed means tumas masa, that when we say v'lo ha-seitan, that there's no tumas masa. That's the assumption at this point. Rabbi Akiva omer, hein v'ha-seitan. Rabbi Akiva says, there is tumas masa on these things. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing whether there's tumas masa for Avodah Zarah, which is exactly how Rabbi Lazar understood the machlokas. That Rabbi Kiva and the Chum both agree there is no tumas evin mesameh. The whole machlokas is there or is there not tumas masa? Whereas according to Rabba's understanding, everybody agrees that there is tumas masa. So Bishlam el Rabbi Lazar nicha el Rabba kasha. So this fits great according to Rabbi Lazar that they're arguing whether there is or isn't tumas masa. It's perfect, but according to Rabba, how are you going to understand this? Rabba holds that everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah has tumas masa. So Amalecha Rabba, Rabba would respond very simply. Ulataimeich, according to you, nachri v'nachris nami hein v'lo ha-seitan. The whole thing doesn't make sense. You're going to say that a non-Jew doesn't have tumas masa, that there's no tumas masa by a non-Jew. Va'atanya, but we have a braisa, daberel b'nei Yisrael, where we darshan b'nei Yisrael metamin b'ziva, ve'ein nachrin metamin b'ziva. That Jews have tumas ziva, goyim do not have tumas ziva. Aval, gozru aleihen shiu kezavin l'chol divrayen. But they made a gzeira midrabanan, that a non-Jew has a status of a zav, for all halachos, including the fact that he's mitame b'masa. So what are you going to say about this brisa anyway? Anyway, you have to fix something over here, because if you're telling me that it says nachri v'nachris, hein v'lo ha-seitan, that there's no tumas masa for a guy, well, that doesn't make sense either. We know that there's tumas masa for a guy, midrabbanan, that he has a status of a zav, and there's tumas masa. So just like you're going to have to fix something up on that line, you'll have to fix something up on the line that says avodah zarah mishamsheha, hein v'lo Satan, that there's no tumas masa by Avodah Zarah. You're going to have the same problem over there that you have over here. So says the Gemara, Ella Rabba Metaritz L'tameh. So what you have to say is, Rabba's Metaritz L'shita So, and he'll read the braisa as follows. Again, Rabba is Metaritz L'tameh. Rabba is the one that said that everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'masa, and obviously a guy is also Metame B'masa. So what does this braisa mean over here when it says that Avodah Zarah, Mishamsheh, a guy, everything are V'lo has Satan? So he'll read it like this. Nachri V'nachris, Hein v'ha-seitan v'evin mesame shalehen. A nachri and a nachris, they have tumas masa, and they have Tumas Evan Mesame, meaning they have the full status of a Zav, a Nida, right? They have full status of full Tuma where it's Metame Masa and Evan Mesame. Avodazara, he veheseta, avalo Evan Mesame Shala. Avodazara is a level down, doesn't have Tumas Evan Mesame, does have a status, according to the Chamim, does have a status of Tumas Masa. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Avodazara hi veseta ve misamishala. Rabbi Akiva would say, Avodazara, since we compare it to Nida, not only does it have Tumas Masa, also has Tumas Evan Misame. And that's the way Rabbi will read it. Rabbi Lazar Mataris Tameh, and Rabbi Lazar will read it according to his Shita, because again, Rabbi Lazar thinks everyone agrees that Avodazara is not Mitame Bevan Misame, but it's Machlokas with his Mitame Bimasa. So he'll read it like this. Nachri v'nachris, the non-Jew, hein v'seitan v'evin misami shalem. They'll have Tumas Masa and Tumas Evin Misami, because they're a full-fledged Zav. Avodazara, when it comes to Avodazara itself, he v'lo heseita. It's not going to have Tumas Masa, according to the Chamim. Rabbi Kiva Omer Avodazara, he v'heseita. And Rabbi Kiva says, even Avodazara will have Tumas Masa. So each one just plugs in their own shita when they decide to change around the words of that brisa. That's all they did, is they had to change the words, because anyway, the words need to be changed to accommodate the line about nachri v'nachris. So maska ravashi, my hein. So just a tight question. What did this brisa say? Hein v'lo ha-seitan. We speak about avod zara, misham she avod zara, nachri, nachris, hein v'lo ha-seitan. But all we were focused on was ha-seitan. We said ha-seitan means masa. So we kept on talking about whether it's matai, masa, not. But what does hein mean? That they are tamei. So what is that talking about? Ela amar ravashi, hachi kamar. This is what it means to say. Meaning, if you look at Rashi, and just to elaborate on this question, my hein, e rabba v'rab lozer hesed to brais loshon masa mashmaluhu. If hesed really means masa, she situ acher, meaning that it's being moved by other things, dahenu masa, my hein veheseitan, hein v'lo haseitan, de katani. Bein l'Rabbi Kiva, bein l'Rabbanan. Ilamim the hein atzman tmeim, if hein means that they themselves are tamei, pshita. Well, isn't it obvious that they themselves are tamei? If we're discussing whether when you move them, you become tamei for moving them, then obviously they themselves are tamei. Otherwise, there would be no way to be metamei you when you move it. So that can't be what it means. So what in the world does hein mean? So Ela Amar Vashi says we got to change the whole thing. We misunderstood the whole thing. Hesetan doesn't mean tamas masa. Ela Amar Vashi Halchi Kamer. This is what it means to say. Nachri b'nachris. When you have a non Jew, bein hein sheisitu es acherim, bein acherim sheisitu asan. Hein means that they move something else. Hesetan means something else moves them. Tameim. Either way, it's going to be tameim. They can transfer tuma to something by moving it, and tuma can be transferred to something else by them being moved by something else. Avodazara, but by Avodazara, sheisita acherim tahorin. If Avodazara moves something else, the thing that the Avodazara moved is going to be tahor, acherim sheisita osa, temeim. But if something carried an Avodazara, somebody carried an Avodazara, which is tumas masa, that will become tame. Mishamsheh, but the mishamsheh Avodazara, bein hein sheisitu es acherim, ubein acherim sheisitu osan tahorim. The Meshamshe Avodazara, whether the Meshamshe Avodazara moves something or something carries the Meshamshe Avodazara, it's going to be tahor. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva would say, Nachri v'nachris v'avodazara, a non-Jew and Avodazara all have the following status. Bein hein sheisitu es acherim, bein acherim sheisitu osan tamein. A Nachri nachris v'avodazara, if they move something, that thing becomes tamei. And if something moves them, meaning Tumas Masa, then that something also becomes Tame. But Misham Sheha, it's only the Misham Sheha Vodazara that are a level down. Bein Hein Sheisitu Acherim, Bein Acherim Sheisitu Asan, Tahorin. If Misham Sheha Vodazara, whether it moves something or something moves them, something carries them, they're going to be Tahar. So says Gemara now, we keep talking about moving them moving something. Is this physically possible? Avodazara. Let's take the case of Avodazara. Bishlam acherim sheisitu osam mishkachasla. I get it how somebody can move an Avodazara. You move an Avodazara. You take a stick and you push the Avodazara. You've moved the Avodazara. So I understand why we talk about such a case. Where do you ever have avodah zarah that moves something else? Just how is it possible? Where does it ever happen that avodah zarah moves something else? It's an inanimate object. How is it going to move anything? So Amar Rami Bered Rav Yiva Kedetnan Hazav Bekaf Maznayim Va'ochlin Mashkin Bekaf Shnia. Simply as follows. Let's say, for example, you have a zav who's tame, and you put him on one side of the scale, and you have food and drink on the other side of the scale. Kara hazav tamein. If the zav outweighs the food and the drink, so the zav is lifting up the food and the drink by his weight, that's mitame, the food and the drink on the other side of the scale. That's called haseto shel zav. That the zav is moving the items on the other side of the scale. What we're trying to say over here is, how can avodah zarah move something else? Put avodah zarah on one side of the scale, something else on the other side of the scale. If the avodah zarah weighs it down, then the avodah zarah has moved something else. Even though it's not an animate object, it doesn't have life to it, so it can't get up and move something, but we could put it in a position where it's able to move by using a scale. But we're mentioning it in the context of a zav on the scale just to show this example, because that's where we have a Mishnah that discusses a zav on the scale. Now the halach happens to be by zav, karu hein tahorin, that if the food outweighs the zav, then the food is going to be tahor, because the halacha is, if something else carries a zav, that something doesn't become tameh. The by a vodazara, it will become tameh, but by a zav, if something else carries a zav, it does not become tameh. Now, we are familiar with the concept, Rashi points out, of mishkav and moshav of a zav, that if a zav sits on something, a zav lies on something, that thing that the zav, that couch that the zav lie down on, is going to become tameh because it carried the zav. Rashi says, that's not because it carried the zav, that's dafka din in mishkav and moshav. It has to dafka be something that's normal for sitting, for lying. Only something like that will become tameh from a zav being on it. But anything else that would carry a zav that's not miyuchad the yeshiva would not become tameh from a zav being on it. We know the halacha is, if a zav sits on something that's not made for sitting, let's say a zav were to sit on this table, so what would we say if we needed the table, if it was time to daven or whatever, time to learn, we need the table, we'd say, Amod v'nasim lachtenu, get off the table, we need to use the table for a table. So that would mean that this table is not a mishkav or a moshav. It's not meant for yeshiva, and therefore it will not become tameh from a zav sitting on it. A chair will become tameh from a zav sitting, because it's miyuchad liyeshiva. So by zav, there's no tumah of someone carrying a zav. The tumah of zav is either that the zav carries something is metameh it, or if there's a mishkav or moshav that a zav is on. But by avodah zarah, we're trying to say it's possible that avodah zarah will transmit tumah by something carrying an avodah zarah. So kamanos la detanya, the top line of Pekim Lamed Beis, kamanos la detanya. So who is the following brisa going like? The brisa says that zav is totally unique because any other tumah hamasitos that carries something is tar except for haseto shel zav. Haseto shel zav is the only if it carries something, so it's going to be tameh. So lema de lo Rabbi Akiva. This must be not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds there is tumas masa by avodah zarah also, not only by a zav. So zav is not entirely unique. So it says Gemara, afilu tem Rabbi Akiva. That could even be going like Rabbi Akiva. Tana zav v'kol d'damile. When we say that zav is entirely unique, we mean zav and anything that's derived from zav is totally unique. But it's not only about zav itself. What do we learn from zav? Well, we learn nida from zav. We learn avodah zarah from nida, and therefore we learn avodah zarah from zav. Right? So it's all that's all included in the uniqueness of zav is also avodah zarah. Period. By Rav Chama Bar Guria. We mentioned before this the possibility that the reason we compare avodah zarah to nida is to teach us that it's einal eivarim. And we said, well, wait a second, if that's so clear, then that should answer the question of Rav Chama Bar Guria, whether avodah zarah is yeshna. So here's that question. We referred to this question a couple of times already. Here's that question. Is avodah zarah yeshna eivarim or einal eivarim? Avodah zarah that's cut into different pieces, is that able to be metame still, or is it not metame? Says the Gemara, well, let's see, how broken is it? If anybody could put it back together, it doesn't take skill to put it back together, so that it's not a shayla, the command of mechaber is tami, then it's as if it's still one piece, it's still an avodah zarah, of course it's still metame. Kiti boilach, where's the shayla? Hecha de'ein hedyot yachal achzira. Let's say any regular person would not be able to put it back together. It would take a skilled craftsman to put it back together. So my, what would the din be then? Do we view it as one big piece of avodah zara, or do we view it as if it's batel? Kiman de'ein hedyot yachal achzira command mitbra dami. Since a regular person can't put it back together, maybe we say it's like it's broken. Or maybe we say, but no, all of its pieces are here, it's not missing anything, so therefore maybe it should still be metameh. So others phrase the question differently, that they raise the question as follows. If a regular person cannot put it back together, then it would not be a shayla. Everyone would agree that it's considered as if it's broken, meaning if a regular person can't put it back together, it's broken, it no longer conveys tumah. Kiti baylach, hecha dehedyot yachal achzira, mai. The whole shaila is when a regular person could put it back together fairly easily. Kivan dehedyot yachal achzira, command mitbradami. Do we say that since command mechabradami rather, do we say that since anyone could put it back together, it's as if it's still in one piece? Or maybe we say, no, look at it as it is now. As it is now, it's broken into a million pieces, and therefore it's mutter. Teku. So whichever way you phrase the question, the Gemara leaves it as a teku. We're not sure what the status is when it's le'evarim, when avodah zarah is le'evarim. We leave it unresolved. But again, as we pointed out, that question of whether it's le'evarim or not is only a question within the shita of Rabba in Rabbi Akiva's understanding, right? But within the shita of Rabba and the Rabbanan's understanding, within the shita of Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, the question doesn't get off the ground. It's ein le'evarim, just like Anita is ein le'evarim. Good, new thing. Bay Rav Achtavi Barami. Avodah Zarah p'chusa mikazayis mahu. What's the halach of Avodah Zarah that's smaller than a kazayis? Is it metame when it's so tiny that it's less than a kazayis? So Maskar Rav Yosef Lamai. What do you, I shouldn't have said, is it metame? The shaila is, what's the deal with Avodah Zarah that's less than a kazayis? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, what's the deal? Are you allowed to worship it? Is that what you're asking? Meaning, what do you mean, Avodah Zarah p'chusa mikazayis? Lamai, for what halach are you asking whether something has the status of Avodah Zarah when it's less than a kazayis? If you're asking about the Isra of Avodah Zarah, to say that you're not allowed, obviously you're not allowed to worship it, right? So that's clear. So maybe you mean that you're asking whether, when it's less than Kazayis, are you allowed to get Hana'ah from it? Maybe you're allowed to get Hana'ah from Avodah Zarah, it's less than Kazayis. No, lo yehel zvuv bal ekron. It should be no different than the fly of bal ekron, a certain type of Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, where we have a brisa, ve'yasimu bal bris leluhim, they made a zezvuv bal ekron. They made these little avodah zaras, and that was zvuv bal ekron. It was like the size of a little fly. Melamit shekal echad ve'echad asa demus yiraso. Every single person made a little getchka, manicha betoch kiso, a very little one, a manicha betoch kiso, and they put it in their pockets. Kivan shezochra motzia mitoch kiso mechabka menashka. And whenever they remembered it, they would take it out of their pockets and they would kiss it, they would hug it, and that was the way they would serve this Avodah Zarah. So that's certainly an Avodah Zarah that's usher to get Hana from, even though it's smaller than a Kazayas. So certainly that can't be the Shaila. If it's less than a Kazayas, why would they do this? They would make a fly of all the... So Avodah Zarahs in general are hard to understand, but the Maharal writes that the particular Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is to look for things that are as shuffle, as low, and bazui and ma'us and disgusting and as could possibly be, right? That's the particular yetzer hara of Avodah Zarah. To leave Elokim Chayim, to leave the Melech Ha'olam, the master of the entire world, and go for that which is to the complete other extreme, the most lowly, disgusting things possible. That's why you have Avodah Zarahs, where the way they would worship the Avodah Zarahs, by defecating in front of the Avodah Zarahs, they would go the exact opposite, the Maral says. That was the unique yetzer hara. It's hard to understand, but that was the unique Yetzer Hara, to do the exact opposite of what the Ribono Shel Olam is, of what true greatness really is. So the Shaila is not about whether it's Aser, Elo L'inyon Tumamai. The Shaila is Avodah Zarah, the Sassan Kazayis, isn't Metamei. Kivan de Iskish L'Sheretz, Ma Sheretz Bekadosha, Af Avodah Zarah Nami Bekadosha. Do we say, well, we compare Avodah Zarah to a Sheretz, right? The Rabban compared it to a Sheretz, and therefore just like a Sheretz is Metamei with something as small as an Adasha, so to Avodah Zarah should also be Adilma Ha'iskish Lameis, Ma Meis Begzayis Havavadazar Begzayis, or maybe we say, no, Avadazar is also compared to a mace, and a mace is only Mitame if it has a Kazayis of a mace, of Basim and a mace. So Avadazar also should only be Mitame Begzayis. Amar Avavia Vitema Rabba Barula, Tashma, I'll bring a raya. The Tanya, Avadazar Pchusim Begzayis, Ein Batuma Kalikr. Avadazar less than Begzayis does not have Tumash Nemar, Vayashlecha Safar Kevra B'nei Ha'am. Ma mace Begzayis, Avadazar Begzayis. We learn it from mace, just like a mace is only Mitame Begzayis, Avadazar is also only Mitame Begzayis. V'rabbanan l'may hilchsa iskish l'sheretz. So what are the Rabbanan going to say? Then why do we compare it to a sheretz if the shear is a kazayis like a mace? So d'lamatami b'masa. So it's compared to a sheretz to teach us that there's no tumas masa in avodah zara. L'nida, what do we say? Now this v'rabbanan is just going back to review. Meaning chazring over, according to Reb Lazar's understanding, our machlokas, right? Reb Lazar was the one that said that everybody agrees that avodah zara is not matami b'evin masami. The whole machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan is it mitame bimasa or not? So Rabbanan will say, why is avodah zarah compared to a sheretz? Tell me that it's not mitame masa. Lenida, why is it compared to anida? The ena le'evarin. To teach me this din that it's ena le'evarin, that if you take a piece of an avodah zarah, it's not mitame. Lemace, why do I compare it to a mace? Now that we've settled that issue, tell me mitame b'kadasha. To tell me that it's not mitame b'kadasha, that it's only mitame when you have a kazayas of it. So all of these things teach me, notice, the fact that the Torah compares avodah zarah to a sheretz, to a nida, and to a mace, all teach me kulas. They all teach me leniency. There's not a single chumrah in any of those comparisons. Right? It teaches me that it's not metame b'masa. It teaches me that it's not metame b'evarin. It teaches me that it's not metame b'pachas mikazayis. It's all a kula. So says Gemara, emo l'chumrah. Why didn't the Rabbanan think any of these comparisons are there to teach me a chumrah? Maybe say like this. L'mayil sak rachmana l'sheret l'tmi b'kadasha. Maybe the comparison to a sheret should teach me that it's metame even as l'laz nadasha. L'nida and the comparison to anida should teach me that it is mitame bevin mesame, and aksharachman lemeis lutmui ba ohel, and then the comparison to meis should teach me that it's even mitame bol. Why don't we learn that? And the gemara tumas of adzar derabanan he v'kula v'chumra l'kula makshin l'chumra lo makshinan. It's easy to get confused in this sukkah. We keep talking about how psukim compare avodazar to this, to that, to nida, to sheretz, to meis. It's psukim. Psukim, you start thinking it's dinim daraisa. None of this is daraisa. All of these psukim are asmachtas. This is all midrabanan. The whole concept that avodah zarah is mitame is only midrabanan. Avodah zarah is asur midaraisa, but mitame, that it's mitame, is only a din darabanan. So since it's only a din darabanan, when you have the choice of making a hekesh lekula or lechumra, we always go lekula makshinan lechumra lo makshinan. Probably it sounds like it's only because it's a derabanan that we say l'kula makshinan l'chumra lo makshinan. If it were a d'oraisa, sounds like we would be able to say l'chumra makshinan. So probably relates to the general concept of safik derabanan l'kula, that we're not sure how to take these hekeshim. We're not sure where to go with these comparisons. So since it's a derabanan, we go with the comparisons to the more kal side of things. Now we do find this concept elsewhere also. The Gemara Maseches Tainus Chav Zayin says the Kohen Balmum is allowed to do Birchas Kohanim, because the Torah relates Birchas Kohanim to the Parsha of Nazir, or is not relates, but juxtaposes the Parsha of Birchas Kohanim and Parshas Naso to the Parsha of Nazir, and we learn, just like a Nazir will be a Nazir, even if he's a Balmum, so too a Kohen if he's a Balmum. But why don't we compare it in Parshas Ekev? We compare Kohanim La'amdo L'sharso U'levarech, that where you were makish all the different things that a Kohen does. He's mishares, he does the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and he's mevarech. So why don't we say that someone who's not ready to do the avoda can't be mevarech, and therefore a Kohen Balmum should not be able to be mevarech either. So over there the Gemara also says that l'kula makshinan l'chumra lo makshinan, because the whole idea is only in asmachta in the first place. So it's only l'kula makshinan l'chumra lo makshinan. You have this concept comes up in a couple of places. Okay, says the Mishnah now. New Mishnah. Minayin l'sfina shi tahora. How do I know a boat is tahor? That a boat is not makabel tuma. Shneamar derech aniyah belev yam. Because the pasuk says derech aniyah belev yam. So we darshin that a boat is like the ocean. The ocean can't become tame, so boat can't become tame either. Now the Gemara just explains how we get that from that pasuk. So pshita aniyah belev yam hi. So meaning what the way the Mishnah is understanding the pasuk is, what's this pasuk teaching me that a boat is in the sea? Of course a boat is in the sea. Where else would a boat be? So obviously it's in the sea. What's it teaching me? Hakamash, meaning Rashi points out, even though normally you have such an expression, pshita ni ablev yamhi would be read, pshita ni ablev yamhi, right, as a question. This is not a question. We're just explaining the drasha of the Mishnah, right? So the drasha of the Mishnah is, how do you read this pasuk? What's the pasuk telling me? Hakamash malan. Kiyam. What the pasuk is telling me is that the boat is like the sea. Mayam tahor afsvina tahora. Just like the sea is tahor, so too a boat is tahora. So Tanya, Chananya Omer Nilma Damisak. Chananya says, no, I learned that a boat is tahor from a different source. Not because it's like the sea, but we learn it from sak. Masak mitalta molivrekon. Just like a bag is only going to be tame if it's small enough that you can move it when it's full and when it's empty, but when it's full, you can even move it when it's full. I've called mitalta molivrekon. So too, anything that you can move, even when it's full, is going to become tame. Lafuke svina den mitaltalas molivrekon. As opposed to a boat, which cannot be moved when it's full, it can only be moved when it's empty. Because you have a big giant boat and you fill it up, no one could move it. It moves on the ocean, but that's moving on its own, Tosus points out, right? Tosus says on the bottom, Mashem Mitaltel Biyam lo chashuv le'tiltel. That's not called tiltel, because that is doing on its own. Kivin de ikari lucha machmas hamayim. It's going because of the machmas hamayim, because of the water. But to be able to move something when it's full, that's a requirement in order for something to become tame. Asks Tosus, the previous Tosus, Nilmadenem Yisak, Desvina inum yuchedus lemedris, afal pisha kol sha'a yoshun babnei adam. I mean, why would you compare it to a sack? Shouldn't we say that a svina, that a boat, should have tumas medris, meaning it's made for anything that's made for sitting, even whether it's movable or not movable, if a zav or zava nida yoleda sits on it, becomes tameh. So why don't we say that a boat becomes tameh? Because people sit on it. So says Tosfos mikol makom ikaran asuyos lepragmatia vaomer ba amod v'nasa melachtenu, that the beikar it's really made for transporting things, for transporting different things that you want to sell. And if someone is sitting and you need to move items on and off the boat, you would say, get up, get off there, we need to move things on, this is for cargo. If the boat was miyuchad from medrash, if it was made dafka from medrash, we would never learn it out from sak. So says the Sfas Emes on this Tosfos, l'fi devrayim, according to Tosfos, b'svina miyuchedes la'anashim v'lo l'schora mitam medrus. Let's say you have a boat that's made for people. Well, there are all sorts of boats, cruise ships, and even smaller boats that are just, you know, to take out for the day, that just people enjoy going boating. So if it's made for people, it's not made to transport things, so then it would be mitam medrus. So one second, the Gemara's question, next question, the follow-up question on the third white line is, my benayim, what's the nafkamina, whether you learn it from Belev Yam or whether you learn it from Sak? Why doesn't the Gemara say very simple Ika Benayu? The Ika Benayu is a boat that you have that's made for people to sit on. If you learn it from Sak, well, it's still Natame. If you learn Belev Yam, well, then it's just Xeris HaKasu, that a boat is never Natame. So Sfasema says that if you look in Tulsus and Menachos, he gives another answer as to why it's not Natame B'medris. He says, Dikivan de Tulsus and Menachos and Daflam et Aleph writes, Dikivan de Eina Yeshiva B'Svina Elekade Lavar Hayam Lo Havi Miyuchad L'Yeshiva. He says, even if a boat is meant for people and it's not meant for stuff, it's meant just to, it's like the ferry, the Staten Island ferry or something like that. It's meant to transport people, but it's not really meant to give people a place to sit. It's meant to transport people. Elamai, once people are being transported, so they got to sit. So, you know, it's easier for them to sit. But that's not called Miyuchad Yeshiva, a Gevaldik HaChiddush that Tosfos is saying. So it would turn out that it's not Matame B'Medrash simply because it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva at all, even though it's not meant for anything else but for people, but that's still not called Miuchad Yeshiva. So what's the Chiddush of that Tosfos? The Mainaf Kamina for us, the Chiddush of that Tosfos. So Rav Zilberstein raises the question, let's say someone has to go to Har HaBayis, L'tzorach HaTzala, he has to go up on Har HaBayis. So he has to obviously go to the mikveh before he go on Har HaBayis to be tar from Tumas Keri. Is he allowed to go on a bus to Har HaBayis? Meaning, what will be the problem? Let's say there's a Zava Nida Yoledes on that bus. There will be. Meaning, he's going to be on the bus. Not everyone went to the mikvah. So somebody on that bus is going to have status to Mazav, and is therefore going to be Mitameh. So it's going to be Mitameh the whole bus. Medrash Hazav. So should we assume that that's the case? That somebody's Mitameh, the entire bus, Medrash Hazav? Well, that's only if a bus is called Miyuchad Yeshiva. Well, there are seats on the whole bus, so of course you would say it's Miyuchad Yeshiva. No, but Tosfos Menacha says, what's the primary purpose of a bus? Is to transport people from one place to another. The fact that there are seats there is just because while they're being transported, so you make them comfortable, you have seats. But that's not, the bus is not to give someone a place to sit. You don't go on a bus so you could sit. You sit there, you could sit anywhere. So you go on the bus because you want to go from one place to another. Therefore, there wouldn't be no Tumas Medrash, and it would be no problem. The guy is allowed to go on the bus. He doesn't have to worry about the other passengers on the bus transmitting Tumah to him. That is the Chiddush of that Tosos in Maseches Menachos. But let's see what Nafkamina's our Gemara comes up with. So again, we have two opinions of why it is that a boat is Tahar. Our Mishnah said, because Aniya Belev Yam, Pasuk says it's like the ocean, and then we have this Braisa that Hananya says we learn it from Sak, that since it's not Mitaltel Male Vareikon, since you can't move a boat when it's full, that's why it's not Mitame. That's why a boat doesn't become tame. So, my benai, what's enough community between them? Ik benai sfina shel cheres. What if you have a sfina made out of pottery? Mandiyam raniya belev yam, hanami belev yam hi. If you say it's all about being in the ocean, well, this boat's also in the ocean. Lamandiyam r kisak. Maybe you could say that's only when it's made out of things that a bag is made out of, but when it's cheres, which is an entirely different material, you wouldn't compare it to sack, and therefore even if it's not metaltel male verekan, it would still become tameh. Inami, or another nafkamina might be, Sfinas Hayardin. The Yardin, because it's small, apparently has small boats to traverse the nooks and crannies of the Yardin. So it's a very small boat. So the Mandi Amar Aniya Belev Yam Hi, Hanami Aniya Belev Yam Hi. If Yeld is about being in the ocean, well, this boat's also in the ocean. The Mandi Amar Metaltelus Mali Varekan, Hanami Metaltelus Mali Varekan. But if you say it's about the boat is just too big because it can't be moved when it's full, well, these Sfinos Hayardin can be moved when they're full. They're not that big, so they can be moved when they're full, and therefore it should be tameh. Damer Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia taught, "Mipnei ma amru sfinas hayardein tameya, mnei shetonim osobi abasha maridin osalamayim." Why is a sfinas hayardein tameh? Because you could pick it up on dry land and just throw it into the ocean. I mean, you can move it; it's easily moved. That's why it's tameh. That assumes, like the Shita, that a reason a boat is generally tahar is because it's like sack, where that it has to be metaltel malivrekon. So therefore, the sfinas hayardein is going to become tameh. That's how Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia was able to explain it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. La'olam al yimna adam asatzman beis hamedrash v'afilu shah achas. Says, you see from here that a person should never hold himself back from the beis hamedrash, even for just a little bit. Sharei kama shanim nishnas mishna zu beis hamedrash v'lo niskala taima. Because there was a long time that this mishnah of Maseches Kelim, where it said that a svinas hayardein is tamei, was being taught in the beis hamedrash, and no one understood it. If a boat is always tahar, why is the Sfinas HaYardein different? Everyone's trying to figure out, what is it about the Yardein? Is there something? Why is the Yardein not a Yam? What? No one understood what in the world this was about. Ad Shabar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia Pirsha. Until Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia came along, and he was able to be Mefarish. You find similar comments elsewhere in Shas. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Mem Beis says, Hai Milsa Kashoyba Rabbi Rav Yosef Estrin V'tartin Shnin. That for 22 years, Rabbi and Rav Yosef were bothered by a certain Kasha. V'loif Regad Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisho Pirka. And then one day Rav Yosef came up with the answer. And the lesson is that not every time we hear something that we don't understand doesn't mean that it's wrong. Sometimes we hear something that we don't understand, and it will take years and years of Amelis Betorah until it clicks in somebody's head and someone's able to say, wait, we got it. Our Mesorah is rich enough that we should have a certain amount of trust that things are right, and sometimes it just takes us a little while till we're able to understand it. Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan teaches further. La olam al yimna adam asasun beis hamedrash umidivrei Torah vafilu b'shas misa. So not only afilu for a single moment you shouldn't be monet yourself from the beis hamedrash, which is also a valuable lesson. I learned enough today. I learned several hours today, so I have more free time. But you know, I learned enough. You never know when that key moment is going to be where you're going to be able to be mefarish something that you can be mechadish something. So every moment is valuable. But now this is a different lesson, that not only is every moment valuable, but afilu b'shas misa, that a person even at a time of death should be in the beis medrash. Shneimar zos haTorah adam ki yamus ba'ohel afilu b'shas misa te'asuk b'Torah, that even at shas misa a person should be involved in Torah. And Amar Reish Lakish ain't the Torah miskayim al misha meimis atzmole. Shneimar zos haTorah adam ki yamus ba'ohel. Person should kill themselves over divrei Torah. In the Hakdama to the Tshuvos of the Panim Iros, he explains that that afilu b'shas misa means that if a person is osuk b'Torah, then even achar misaso, when they say things over in his name, then v'yomer shmua b'piv, it's going to be a ki Ilu is in the base medrash. So that's what it means. How is a person also in Torah b'shas misa? He says b'shas misa doesn't mean when you are dying. It means when you are dead. That when a person is dead, he should accomplish so much in learning and leave such a legacy of Torah that he taught to other people, that even when he is dead, he's going to be in the base medrash, because they're always going to be quoting his divrei Torah in the base medrash. That's how the Tshuvos Panim Iros suggests. That's afilu b'shas misa. And one last thing. What does it mean? Misha memis atzmo Aleha. So the Gemara in Gittin on Zion has a different pasuk that it learns it from. Ki Aleha Horagnu Kalayom. That it's Tamid Chamim Misenatzman Al Divrei Torah. So Pash Pshat means that you work so hard in learning that it literally weakens you physically to the point where it's Karov Lemisa. Others, however, say that no, it's an issue of the Tiferes Shlomo and Parshas Chukah says that the Torah should be so, every day should be so precious, so valuable in your eyes, that every day you should be Memisatzmala, meaning view yourself as if this is your last day of learning, and tomorrow is going to be the Yom HaMisa. How would you learn today if tomorrow was going to be the Yom HaMisa? That's what it means to be Memis Hasmo. View yourself as if you were about to die, and that would make the learning so much more impactful and so much more intense. Okay, Beth Shem, we'll pick up from the bottom tomorrow from Amar Rava. All right.